Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Some show tonight. I'm really enjoying is the wrong word. Our kind of motto for this is a dick around. She's great. Kath is Gracie Fields. I'm George Formby, and we're here to entertain and stuff. And last night, I think we had a hello, Patsy. Hello, my darling. We had a right old laugh. And tonight, things feel a little bit heavier. And that's absolutely fine. But if you want to phone up and we can carry on playing Wah Poker, I'm well up for that. I've got to be honest, Kath, none of the TV companies were in touch with me today to offer us a television series out of that. I thought it would be perfect for daytime BBC Two or ITV.
Absolutely, especially with their new emphasis on, you know, mental health and well-being. You'd think that we'd be the go-to. I mean, we've been doing it for longer than it's been a thing.
Yeah. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi, is that Ian?
Yes, it is.
Hello, my friend. Could I just mention, it's my first time on the radio, and I do appreciate you taking my call. I'm a little bit nervous, by the way.
But you've made phone calls before, right?
Well, I've tried to, but I need to admit to something. I phoned LBC earlier on, your rival. I know, don't cut us off. I beg you.
What?
And yes, I know. Growl, growl, and growl.
Can I ask a question, Joe, before you continue?
Of course you can, Kathleen. Of course you can.
You're not going to do the same phone call you did to those people, are you?
Which was what?
Well, whatever you said to them, you're not going to say it to us, are you?
I didn't even say anything. All I said to them was, excuse me, but I want to speak about something, and I've had a drink, and it just cut us off.
Oh, I see.
Oh, they don't like drinkers over there. They're bigoted.
Oh, come on, Ian.
Anyway, Joe, let's forget about...
Okay, my friend. Yeah, hi. Listen, it really is a pleasure. I've seen you on the TV, I've heard you on the radio, and you've got the same sense of humour as what I've got. You've got a dry sense of
humour. I don't know if we have after that comment. Well, what have you called in for, Joe? What would you like to say?
Just really about this coronavirus sort of thing.
The coronavirus, yes.
Yeah. I'm not very good with the Facebook sort of thing, but I've sent many a text on the Facebook about how I feel about it.
Why don't you tell us what you want to say to us now?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know why every country on the planet is not making some sort of a protest against China. I mean, apparently this so-called virus started from Wuhan in China.
Should we get it sorted first? Okay. You know, curing people, trying to slow it down, coming up with a vaccine, and then we can kind of follow the trail back. And if anybody needs to be prosecuted or there needs to be any reparations done by a government, possibly the Chinese government, then we should do it then. Should we not try and save people's lives first?
Yes, I agree with you, Ian, but what I'm trying to say is it originated from China. Am I not making any sense, no?
You're about to say the same thing again, aren't you?
So what is your comment, Ian?
Well, I mean, I could say the same thing. I've just said it.
Sorry, Brad. I don't understand. Which country is guilty for causing this virus? China. Yes.
He's going to say it again. Well, I don't think a country is guilty for causing China. Yes, it's very, very likely that... I'll say it again, but listen this time. It's very, very likely, in fact, it's almost definite, that the coronavirus, the COVID-19, began in China. Yes. And I'd certainly think an investigation, a worldwide investigation, needs to be done to see how it happened, why it happened, to make sure this doesn't happen again, and if any financial reparations are to be made by the Chinese government, then there can be some sort of international prosecution or demand. But I think the focus should be on saving lives, trying to find a vaccine and making those who are suffering as comfortable as possible. Once we have got past that, then we can start looking at investigating China.
I fully understand what you're saying, Ian, but maybe just me or whatever. I've been on
You're going to say it again?
I've been on Facebook and I've seen that they're still opening the wet markets in China. And I've seen it on Facebook with that slaughter and
What do you want me to do, Joe? What do you want me to do, Joe? Do you want me to go over to China and tell them off for being very, very naughty Chinese people? What do you want?
Well, what would you say if that was your cat or your dog? If they'd done that to your cat or your dog?
What? If they were eating my cat or dog in China?
No, if somebody came along to your house, pinched your cat or your dog, I don't know what, I think you've got cats, and tortured your cat and burned it alive and stuff like that, how would you feel about people like that?
Jesus, why would you put that image in my head? Why would you do that? What an unpleasant person you are.
I'm not unpleasant, I'd like
you are. You've just talked about burning and torturing my cats. I don't quite understand the point. In China and other parts of the world, they eat dogs. So what? Who cares?
Who cares? I care. Because it's a domestic cake.
You're vegetarian, are you, Joe?
I am.
You're a vegetarian, are you?
You probably guessed that.
Right, okay. Yeah, I have guessed that. I was a vegetarian for a long time, but I still don't worry. Why don't you go and protest outside a farm that's selling beef?
What I'm trying to say to you, Ian, is if you want to eat a cat or a dog, kill them. But
go to China. They do the best. I'll bear that in mind, Joe. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you. I'll bear that in mind, mate. Thank you. If I want to eat my cats, I'll kill them, but in a humane way. And thanks for that wonderful, wonderful call. No wonder LBC wouldn't let him on. 0344-499-1000.
That was totally the call he was going to make to LBC.
6675 is not coming on. I'll just read the beginning because I'm not going to read another essay. Ian, can't call. My wife is in bed asleep. She still has a day job. She's a key worker. Don't believe you. You've got my number. You're welcome to call me back during the day. No, I'm not going to 6675 because I'm not working. I don't want to have a conversation with you that's not on air. Why would I want to talk to a fruitcake who's sending me conspiracy theories and making up stories about having a key worker wife, making up stories about having a wife? Why would I want to do that? No, I only want to talk to you in the safety of... I'm not interested in anything you have to say unless it's between 10 at night and 1 o'clock in the morning. It really is that simple, 6675. I don't understand why it's so difficult to do. And what I'm going to do is I can block your messages getting to the studio for the next 24 hours. So, Kath, you talk to Paul because I need to... Because he's a nut job. You talk to Paul. I need to deprogram myself for a second. Go on.
Hello, Paul.
How are you doing, Kath? You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Stressed. What do you want to say?
I've got a game for us to play.
He's been tested. You've got a what?
I've got a game for us to play for it.
Let's see
what
it is first.
From, you know Dan Rhodes, the writer? I know Ian was a fan of him and he read like his really short story.
I don't know who you're talking about, no.
Don't worry. Anyway, he tweeted today this game, right? It's called Guess My Word. So, I've got a word written down, and you have to guess a word and see if you can guess it, and I'll tell you whether it comes before it or after it in the alphabet.
Oh, God.
Yep, sir?
I'm going to be honest, this sounds like a very dull game.
No, honestly, it's really good.
Is the word... Balls.
Balls. It's not. It's after balls.
After balls.
It's after balls.
What is after balls? Oh my god. I mean, I know some of them. Clock.
It's after clock.
Fisherman.
It's after fisherman.
God.
Is it twat?
Ian, it's before twat.
Oh.
Back to you, Catherine.
It's between
it's after and balls, but before twat.
It's after fisherman.
It's your taint.
You're twixt. Is it...
Now you've had four goes so far.
Leg.
Is it what?
Leg.
Leg. No, it's after leg.
Oh, God.
Between leg and twat.
Melons.
It's after melons.
After melons.
We're still before
nudges.
Twat, so. Say it again.
Nudges.
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 No, it's after nudges.
Is it Ponce?
It's before Ponce.
Oh.
Are we spelling that with a C or an S as well?
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I'm writing them down myself.
Oh, does that mean that it's a per word?
It's before Ponce. It's after nudges. How many goes
is it? Onanism.
Is it what?
Onanism.
No, it's after that, wherever that was.
Everything's after onanism.
Yeah, it's after that.
Can we? This is boring. What are you doing, Catherine?
I don't know. I'm just saying words and trying to see if he'll repeat them, and he does.
We're guessing the word in. It's cool, man.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Paul. 0344-499-1000. Have you ever done a phone-in radio before, Catherine? Next we'll be asking, what's your favourite biscuit for dunking?
I realised that I was just filling for you, so I thought I'd string it out and say as many rude words as I could, and you let me.
Evening, Dave.
Evening, Ian. Evening, Kath.
Yes, join us at a low point in our careers. How can we help you?
I had something on my mind today, and I wonder if I could discuss it. Is that all right?
Yeah, go on.
Well, let's just come out with it. I was walking in the rain. Tears started to fall out of pain. Wishing you were here by me. Uh-huh. Take away this misery, and I wonder. I wonder.
Oh, so you're phoning up to recount one of the answers we had yesterday for Wah Poker, right?
You had that one last night.
I'm pretty sure we had Wah Wonder.
Did you? Oh well, that was worth it then, wasn't it?
It wasn't delivered as beautifully as you did, but I think this one works for you today. How you doing, Dave? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I wonder if that bloke was going to prick at one point, but
okay. Don't be rude about our callers.
That was also a word that was lingering in my mind.
I think everybody, it was a full moon yesterday. I do genuinely believe that has an effect on our mental state. And I think everybody is going a little bit, there's a lot of anger tonight, a lot of tension, a little bit of weirdness. There's a very strange vibe on the street, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit like you. I wonder how quickly it will go back to, you know, the same old behaviour afterwards. And I don't think it's going to be as life-changing as people hope, that it's going to be a nicer place, the world, and, you know. I read a thing the other day saying, oh, there's always a big change in society after something like this, and they quoted the Spanish flu. But, of course, that ended after the First World War, so, of course, society changed for that more than anything else.
I tell you what will change. We've got a new enemy now, the Chinese. We've got the yellow peril back, baby, in big... So Europe has gone. Europe has gone. Colour, in this kind of the 70s, being black or Asian was bad from one side. And now that Brexit's almost done, or is going to be done, Europe, it's hard to call them the bad guys now. We've got another bad guy. It's the Chinese. That's what we got.
Obviously, the Russians were in the 80s, and they still are now, but they're cleverer they're cleverer at it. They Chinese being more blatant with their kidnapping cats and dogs, and Russians are just sitting back and watching it all happen.
Yeah, loving it. The Russians are loving it. Dimitri, loving it.
Conspiracy theory, of course, but
No. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact, because I agree with it.
I saw it on Facebook.
Dave, nice to talk to you, mate. 0344. I won't give out the number, actually, because we've got loads and loads of calls that I've not been through. So we'll do those when we get back. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Online, on DAB, and on the Talk Radio app.
And what we're doing is we're putting our own people at risk.
Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Because I have a dog staying with me for a couple of nights, Catherine, the cats are kind of in one half of the house and the dog is in the other, and I am in the same room as the litter tray. And man alive, I'm eating brown air tonight. I'm struggling.
Now you know how I feel working with you.
Oh, okay. Well, that was offensive, but also quite humorous. I like that.
True.
Let's go to Kay. Good evening, Kay. Oh, hello, Kay.
Hello. I've been hanging on these telephone. I feel like Blondie hanging on the telephone.
For 7 minutes, 25 seconds.
Is that how long I've been waiting?
That's exactly how long, and it's not that long at all. I can make it longer if you want. I've got people that have been waiting for nearly 20 minutes.
Really?
I went to you because I thought you'd be nice, yeah.
No, I'm...
I'll tell you what, Kay. I'll tell you what we'll do. You've got to be up tomorrow. We'll let you go to bed now, then. You go and get some sleep. Let's not hold you back any longer. Let's go to Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine. How you doing?
Hello, Mark.
Wah poker, please.
Yes.
There was one I had last night, guar gum. It's stuff they put in, like, jellies and stuff like that to thicken it up and what have you. And then today, I suddenly thought of a song that I'm pretty certain wasn't in it last night. Diana Ross, Only Fools Fall in Love.
Sing it.
Ooh-wah. Yes.
You got it. You're in.
Wow. Get in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. The pride.
I can't believe we didn't think of it last night.
While Mark is fist bumping the air, Dave is at home in his pants and a tear is rolling down his sad, lonely cheek, thinking, why didn't I go with Diana Ross?
I can't believe we didn't think
of it
last
night.
Thank you, Mark. That's all right.
I can't believe it either. Anything else?
No, just that.
I love it. Thank you, Mark. You're a good man. 0344 499 1. I feel bad for cutting that caller off, but I've got, I can see how long you've been waiting. 7.5 minutes ain't that long, really, is it?
I feel like she'd been working on that Blondie reference.
Was I a bit harsh?
Maybe a smidgen.
Catherine Boyle. All right, Amy, if you want to call her back and see if she wants to come on, and she tells you to F off, then I'll take that. Let's go to someone's just called me an arrogant C word. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
I do feel like using right the then. C word kind of undermines their point.
But they spelt it with a KH. Let's go to Arlene. Good evening, Arlene.
Hello, you two. You've had a hard night tonight.
Yes.
And you've done real well.
Thank you, Mum. What have you got for us?
I have got you another movie quiz question.
Yep.
Or a film question, as you like me to say.
A film? Yep. Yeah. Okay.
So we've got here, which Carry On regular...
Oh, I hate Carry Ons.
Oh, sorry. But he won an Oscar. Can you name who he was?
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
I can.
Right.
I can. I just need to think.
Okay.
And I do know this. See, I want to say Ian McKellen. It's not Ian McKellen.
No, he was
someone like. No. No. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think he won an Oscar, did he? Mr. Jim Dale, of course, you're referring to.
I certainly am. Can you name him?
He didn't win an Oscar.
And what the lyric was.
Sorry?
Can you name what year it was? And the lyric...
What, the Oscar?
Yeah, what year did he win that Oscar?
Best original song, 1966...
Oh,
wow, Kath, how do you know this? Digga dum dum.
Close. And the song.
Why don't you tell us? Why don't you tell us, Arlene? Because we're just not as bright as you.
1964. Very close, Catherine.
Yes.
And the lyric, yes, written for the song Georgie Girl.
Here comes Georgie Girl. What a lovely thing she's got.
And he was one of the sexiest actors in the Carry Ons, I must say.
Oh, well, yes. Difficult. You know he's been on this show. You know he's been on this show and he's good friends with us.
Oh, really? Oh, that's amazing.
Catherine, let's get Jim Dale on. Is he
please.
Still living in New York?
I'll send him an email now.
Oh, I would love that.
Shut up. Catherine is emailing Jim Dale as we speak. Let's get him on and find out how he's coping with all this nonsense. Arlene, thank you. Kay is back. Welcome, Kay. It's lovely to have you back. We're so glad. What have you got for us?
Oh, sorry, were you talking to me? Is that me?
Is Kay your name?
Oh, yeah, that's me. Hi. Sorry, I was listening to something else while you were talking on this. Hello.
I made the right call first time, Catherine. I made the right call. I think
what do you mean, the right call?
What would you like to say, Kay?
Well, I don't know, because the night's been quite long now, because I've been listening to lots of things. First of all, I phoned up because I thought you were a bit harsh talking to the gentleman that was talking about the wet market. And that's why I originally phoned, but a lot's been said since then.
Kay, what would you like to say before I cut you off again, my dear?
I'd like to say...
I was so right.
Yeah.
I'm up tomorrow because I'm a nurse, okay? I'm working.
We don't have any evidence that that's the case. So, but let's assume you are. Thank you for your service.
Okay. No, you don't have to thank me for my service. I'm not actually doing anything as far as the COVID-19 is concerned. What I'm doing is I work in a private hospital, and we're now waiting for the... The point of my call is, I think you're quite rude.
Thanks for your call, Kay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Kay. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. I was right.
Turns out.
I was right. I know these things. I don't think she was a nurse. Let's go to Damo. Good evening, Damo.
Hey, Mr. Lee, Mrs. Boyle.
What you got for us, Damo?
I wanted to talk about cucumbers.
Why?
Because I think I'm subject to subliminal advertising because I've been watching Food Network too much, right? And some of the chefs have been showing me how to prepare cucumbers in different ways. And they're really, really wicked ways of preparing cucumbers. You know, most people just bash them into, like, chunks and put them in the salad. Well, these guys were using, like, potato peelers and running forks down the, you know, length of the cucumber. Before they chop it up.
Your cucumber, baby.
And it make. What do you do with your cucumber, Kath?
For God's sake, Damo.
Sorry, said the bishop to the actor, or the actor to the bishop.
I stick it where the sun don't shine with people who ask impertinent questions.
Sorry, I didn't mean it to sound that way. I didn't mean it to sound that way.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, there's loads of different ways of styling your cucumber for your salad. And the reason why I say I'm subject to subliminal advertising, because when I went to the shop earlier, the cucumbers were reduced to 30p, and I bought three of them. Now I've got three cucumbers.
No Jesus tomatoes. Wept.
Oh, yeah.
This is what is going on? We've got someone pretending, stroppy woman pretending to be a nurse. We've got an Irish ex-services is going to kick off, but won't take any responsibility for kicking off. And we've got a guy phoning up telling me he's got three cucumbers.
I'll probably eat them, but they're mostly.
That's
water,
great news. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you for your call, Damo. Ay. Let's try Robin. Good evening, Robin.
Hiya, yeah. Hiya, Kat.
Hey, Robin.
Let me just interrupt there for a second. I'm going to do an impression of Robin, if you don't mind. So this is me. Hi, Robin. And this is what Robin said. Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath. Now, very... okay, Ian, whatever. Yeah. Oh, Kath's over there. Hi, Kath. Kath, hi, it's me, Robin. Just... with a little bit more enthusiasm for me next time, Robin, would be warmly received. How are you doing, my friend? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, because I call because I was listening to one of your previous caller talking about cats, dogs and China, and I just want to make a little bit clarification, because...
And we should just say, for people who are listening, you are from China, so there is a chance that you might know a little bit more about it than people who've just seen pictures on Facebook. Okay, away you go.
Yeah, first of all, I may be your enemy, but I think the problem is that some people, as far as I saw on social media, believe that Chinese people all like to eat dogs and cats. That's definitely not true. I mean, you know, the population, 1.4 billion people. I have never met someone who liked to eat cat or dog in my life. I know this happens, but it's just like it's a traditional, maybe a culture of certain regions, not about how China, most people, as far as I know, don't do that at all. That's basically the point. And I mean, the media can frame China as a country where people like to eat dogs and cats and kill them on the street whatsoever, but that's not what I saw in my country, in my hometown city. Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is with people eating cats and dogs anyway. Yeah, if they're being killed inhumanely, okay, fine. But what do we do in this country? We boil lobsters alive. You know, we put live creatures in boiling water, and that's like a luxury. A lobster, I've never even had a lobster. A lobster is one of the most expensive luxuries in a restaurant. So we're kind of doing the same thing. But also, if they're killed humanely, I don't have a problem with people eating cats and dogs. It's only history that has, in this part of the world, we think of cats as cute and cuddly and pets, and we've domesticated dogs and done the same thing. But I mean, I'm going to say the most Alan Partridge sentence I could possibly say, right? But I mean it. But What's so different between a cat and a cow? I don't get the difference. We've domesticated cats and they live with us. But, you know, if I was starving and I was on a desert island and there was a cat, I'd probably end up eating it. Do you know what I mean, Kath?
Well, sorry.
I know exactly what you mean.
I think the point is here, like, first of all, the misinformation, the wrong information that people have been having, especially the impression of all people in China eat dogs and cats, should be corrected. I think that's the point. But I certainly agree with you. I mean, the point I made to my friends is that I don't eat cats and dogs myself, but as long as it's legal in China, I firmly support the people who do it because they have the right to do it, and it's not being forbidden by law in your country. And I don't think they've been doing anything wrong if they want to exercise their right to do so. And the other words, I mean, you know, foods like goose liver in France has been very much popular. And I don't think people having problems about that in the UK. So that's one of the points, as you mentioned, I don't really get. Like, I just feel like the lack of inclusivity, sorry about the word, is a problem. And different cultures should be understood. I mean, people should just stop accusing Chinese people of doing something. Well, it may be all right for them, and sometimes it's wrong at all.
Yeah, yes. You're not going to get an argument from me. And listen, I do think that there needs to be an investigation as to how exactly this virus happened, what exactly happened, because I've heard the stuff about a wet market, and I don't know if that's been proven as being exactly how it's happened or if that's just the best theory that we've got. I don't know. There needs to be an investigation and, you know, so that A, it doesn't happen again. And maybe, I don't know, maybe the Chinese government might be forced or encouraged to make some kind of financial reparation I don't know. But first of all, let's get through this. Let's come out the other side. Let's get a cure. Let's get a vaccine. Let's stop people dying. And then we can look at that. But it needs to be done in a grown-up way and not idiots spreading lies and being racist about China and Chinese people.
I mean, I've been racist again last week. I was going out just from my accommodation to the gate of the accommodation to pick up my takeaway. And someone just walking towards me, certainly looks like a student from the uni, when I approached him, he just stopped and stepped back and then said, another Chinese, just right to my face. I mean, that's still happening in this country. And to be honest with you, I mean, Chinese people, Chinese government, China as a country, there are lots of things to talk about. Of course, we would discuss about it all the time on the station, claiming they're leading the end for this conversation. But the problem is that sometimes people are trying to, shift the blend when the real situation is about saving lives, about getting more nurseries and doctors onto the front lines, getting you know, the PPEs for them. That's the most important thing at the moment in this country, where people do not really talk about it. They rather would like to talk about how terrible China's government is and Chinese people are, how terrible they eat bats all the time, when that's not the case at all. I mean, shifting the blame is not going to help anything. And that should just let the conversation, I agree with you, that types of conversation should not even happen on the media at this time. It's not really helping at all. Yeah.
It shouldn't really happen through the media. It should be, I don't know, Interpol. It should be government. I don't know what it should be. Certainly shouldn't be idiots hosting a phone-in radio show leading leading the investigation. Robin, it's always nice to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Stay safe. Let's go to Alistair. Good evening, Alistair.
Evening, Kath. Evening, Ian.
Hello, mate. What you got for us?
Right. I was going to bang on about something that was really irritating tonight, but maybe not because you've had such a mare. I've got a wah.
Here we go. Yeah.
Okay. A very famous musical venue in Glasgow, and I know this.
I know where you're going, sir. Well done.
Wah,
well done.
Wah, hut.
Yeah. Now, isn't it Wah Wah Tut? Or did you say Wah Wah Tut?
I think it's hut, but that could be.
Is it not King Wah Wah Tut's hut? Hang on a minute. Let's see again.
King Tut, Wah Wah Hut.
You could be right. You could. I have a King Tut's Wah Wah Hut. Of course it is, Alistair. My Wah hat is being doffed to you. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull away from this online stuff here, and it's just winding me up so much. I asked.
Then pull away.
Fellow out. Yeah.
What happened?
I just asked a fellow alcoholic on over WhatsApp, who, you know, we've met in another meeting, but having a password for another one nearby on Friday. And this person says, well, I can't tell you that because the group consciousness has said we're not going to publicise it. And I thought, well, they know who I am. It's not someone who's trying to hack in. And maybe I'm being too selfish, but that's...
Well, maybe he's misunderstood. Maybe he's misunderstood, or someone has misunderstood the ruling is the wrong word, the group conscience. Maybe someone has misunderstood that. And I know that the AA meetings, the first week of it would be a bit late. The news isn't live, is it, Amy?
No, it's not.
Thank you very much. I know that there was the first week of this, there was a huge explosion of AA meetings online, and not all of them followed the traditional setup. And then kind of head office, world office, whatever it's called, I can't remember, they kind of sent down a statement saying, we need to follow these rules and da la 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 la. So there is a strong possibility that that has been misunderstood.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is the ones that have been in that, of course, are nowhere near what the experience of a real physical one is as well. So,
I've been in some where there's been a couple of weird things have happened where someone has not wanted to show their face and someone else has called them out for it. And it's new and it will take a while for it to settle down. But if you've got meetings that work for you online, do them. If you've got it's really difficult for me to do it with the kids here, but if you've got friends online that you can FaceTime or phone, then do that. And you've got to stay in touch, Alistair. I have to move on. 03444991000. You stay safe, my friend. Last hour of the show coming up. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.